Thank you for tuning in to Investment Insight presented by McKay Wealth Advisory. My name is Hayden Proffitt. Joining us today, we have Brent McKay. Brent, one of the services we offer is estate planning. What are some tips that we can do to help people better plan out how their beneficiary is going to be treated?
So one of the first things you want to do is all your accounts, if you could do paid on death or transfer on death, what that accomplishes is if you were to pass away, that money goes straight to your beneficiaries or straight to your trust or whatever you're working on. There's huge benefits to that. Obviously, because most financial institutions offer that with paperwork, it saves some fees and costs because you don't have to go through the legal system. You can do it directly. Now, one thing, a caveat there is, and we saw this recently with a gentleman who had a girlfriend back in the 80s, and he had put his girlfriend on as his beneficiary in his IRA account. Well, he eventually got married to somebody else and had kids with somebody else. Well, because he had named that girlfriend as his beneficiary, she got that money, and the Supreme Court ruled that money was hers, even though he never had a family with her and it had been 20 plus years and he had died suddenly. So make sure, you know, we encourage this anyway, review all your beneficiary elections on all your accounts because it is the norm to see mistakes here. So make sure you're reviewing that normally. That's why we do annual reviews, is we want to review.
It's one of the points that we hit on every time. Yes. Like, let's look at your beneficiaries here.
Right, and that's a big part of it. You know, the other big thing, of course, is have a will. You know, a lot of people, oh, I'm gonna get to that will. I don't wanna call that lawyer, I wanna do it. Well, we've got contacts that can help you get to the right lawyer for what you need, but have a written will that just says, hey, if something happens to me, this is where it goes. Because if you don't have a will,
the state of Tennessee or the state that you're in has one for you.
Right, and that's one of the things that you wanna avoid in having that will. You also may wanna look at a trust. You know, if you are worried about, you know, inheritance tax, if you're worried about capital gains treatment, if you have properties, if you've got farmland, there are certain types of trusts that we've covered in previous videos that can help benefit you from a liability perspective, from a capital gains treatment, maybe from an income tax treatment.
Right.
So you might want to utilize that. Right now, you know, you can give $18,000 a year away to anybody you want, except for your financial advisors because of the fiduciary duty, but not to, you know, to other people. You give $18,000, no questions asked. You also have a lifetime gift credit of a little bit over $13,300,000 plus that you can give away to people now. And so in 2026, you know, a lot of these estate taxes start coming back if the laws are not changed. With a lot of the benefits we've gotten where some of these tax cuts have been in effect and these changes can very easily occur, change, you know, after in 2026.
Sure.
So you probably want to look at some of that estate planning. If you've got a family farm, if you've got some significant assets, now is the time to start getting on your radar because let's be honest, if those changes start occurring next year, all these attorneys and these people that do this kind of work are going to be so busy that we'll be talking about, you can get on their calendar in 6 or 8 months.
Yeah.
And you may not have time to get what you need done. So do that now. But have that will. A lot of people don't realize that you can actually handwrite a will with a witness in your own handwriting, and it'll hold up. So if you, just a simple thing, have something basic there. And then we do obviously offer where we can save copies of that on our encrypted cloud system to where, you know, that can be a record if something happened. It does need to be an original copy for a will, I believe. But having a copy is helpful in case someone destroys or damages or the will happens to disappear.
Right. And what about beneficiaries on an account versus a will being different? The beneficiaries on the account supersede the will.
Correct. So one of the big things people don't realize is, hey, I do my will, I do my trust. But if you don't follow through,
yeah,
if you don't update the beneficiaries in your account,
all you have is a piece of paper.
Right. If you don't, you know, if you had a property and you want to go in trust, but you don't do the quick claim deed to move the property into that trust, you're not done.
Mm-mm.
It's not going to work in a lot of cases. So most people do the document and forget the follow-up.
Yeah.
And since the lawyers get paid to do the document,
they're kind of done.
They're kind of done. So the follow-up is where, you know, we attempt as a practice to try to help out with that and to make sure that things get done.
Right. Talk to me about a closely held business in light of this.
So a lot of times with smaller businesses, there becomes an issue because a lot of times, you know, with families is, you know, when you get married, you get to pick who you marry. When you inherit a family close business, a closely held family business, and let's say you've got 2 or 3 brothers, you didn't really get to pick those brothers. Those are kind of yours. And so one of the things with closely held family businesses is you definitely want to have a plan in place of who's going to run it, what's going to happen, and you want to be clear. We are seeing a lot more litigation related to these type of businesses as the baby boomers are getting older and these businesses are being passed on to the next generation. There's a lot of fights.
Right.
So basically, when you give a business to your kids, you're giving them a partnership. And if over half of marriages fail, I believe more than half of partnerships are going to fail, right, typically. So have clear documents in place of what happens in the event of a divorce. Plan that out. Plan the event where if there is an issue with the partnership where it ends, get that document done. From an estate tax planning purposes, one of the benefits of a closely held family business is the IRS does give you discounts on valuations. So if you were to pass it on to your family, they actually get a discount based on the market price if it's closely held. So that's some planning that the law firm we may work with does. And so there's some real benefits there. So those are things we also like to explore, to how to reduce that tax burden.
Right. And the last thing I really want to talk about is, what about Medicaid with the estate planning? If maybe you have a lot of assets and you're looking to protect those in light of Medicaid, what can you do?
So it's very common. You know, you see a lot of people come around. They're like, hey, you want to make sure you leave some of your kids. You want to leave your house, your farm to your kids. And so what if you go to a nursing home? Well, obviously, the best answer with a nursing home is self-fund. If you have enough investments, you have enough money where you can write the check to cover your care, do it that way because you get to pick how your treatment is. If you don't, which is most people do not, then there are certain types of trusts and vehicles you can set up to put those assets out of your name. But there is a look-back period. So if you're about to go to a nursing home, don't commit fraud. Don't break the rules. You know, I was just reading a Wall Street Journal article on a prominent dentist who decided basically to make illegal tax shelters. Well, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. But that is a planning purpose that we also work with our attorney firm on, and something we can explore that makes sense. We've got several people that's their number one concern, and they want to plan for it.
Right. Well, thanks for talking to us about all these different estate planning tips and how to implement those. And, of course, we're here to help on those as well with any questions that you have. So thank you for tuning in today. Hope you have a great day.
Thanks.